This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The body of George Floyd arrived at the cemetery in Pearland, Texas today, where he will be buried next to his mother, whose name was among the last words he was heard saying. Floyd is the African-American man whose death, while in the custody of Minneapolis police 2 weeks ago, lit the fuse of protests against racism around the world. Hundreds endured the legendary Texas sun and heat to line the streets and watch a horse-drawn carriage bring Floyd's gold casket from his funeral service at the Fountain of Praise Church in Houston, Texas, to his final resting place. More than 500 people, family, friends, and some who never knew him, filled the church pews on Tuesday. They included actors Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum, Houston, Texas, Texans football star J.J. Watt, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and the chief of the Houston Police Squad. Floyd died May 25th after Minneapolis police arrested him on suspicion of spending a counterfeit $20 bill in a food store. A white police officer, Derek Chauvin, kept his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, even after Floyd said he couldn't breathe and called for his mother. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers who were on the scene were charged with aiding and abetting. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's highest-profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare on Tuesday. He made the comment and remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives, according to the New York Times. He said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. He said an efficiently transmitted disease can spread worldwide in 6 to 12 months. Yet, he said, and this is a quote, in a period of 4 months, it has devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack. The Central African nation says Nkurunziza died at the Kuruzi Hospital in eastern Burundi late on Monday, 2 days after he was hospitalized. VOA's Central Africa Service reported there was a heavy military presence around the hospital on Tuesday. And Nkurunziza's wife, Denise, was airlifted to a hospital in Kenya's capital 10 days ago after contracting COVID-19. That triggered rumors that the president himself had caught the disease as well. A former militia leader accused of war crimes in Sudan's Darfur region is now in the custody of the International Criminal Court. The ICC said in a statement Tuesday that Abu Kushaib surrendered himself voluntarily in the Central African Republic. Kushaib is accused of commanding Janjaweed militia that attacked Darfur villages in 2003 and 2004 as part of a counterinsurgency strategy by the government of Sudan, then led by longtime President Omar al-Bashir. The ICC issued a warrant for his arrest in 2007 that accused him of 22 counts of war crimes and 28 counts of crimes against humanity. A date for Kushaib's first appearance before the court has not been set. Disaster response officials in India say a huge fire broke out Tuesday at an oil well that has been known to be leaking gas for more than 2 weeks in northeastern Assam state. The Oil India oil well is close to a national park. Indian media report firefighters have joined the National Disaster Response Force at the scene to fight the blaze. Oil India's own team of firefighters were also there to help. At a news conference Tuesday, Assam State's chief minister appealed to the Indian Air Force for help in fighting the fire. The India Today newspaper reports the fire had spread to nearby villages and destroyed several houses. The U.S. National Park Service says it will remove much of the tall metal fencing surrounding Lafayette Square across from the White House by Wednesday. Officials erected the fence early last week to bar access to the park, shortly after police aggressively cleared a crowd of largely peaceful demonstrators from the area of the square using chemical irritants and rubber bullets. In the days since, crowds have continued to gather outside the park daily to protest. The demonstrators have converted the fencing to a crowdsourced memorial wall filled with posters, names, and paintings of Black men and women who died during encounters with the police. In a continuation of a U.S. push to encourage intra-Afghan negotiations, Pakistan's army chief took a one-day trip to Kabul.